She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. And on Wednesdays, we do set the front page, the front section of the newspaper down, and we turn to the lifestyle section, and we say, how can we help you do parenting a little bit better? Shelley Goldberg, for years, the parenting reporter at New York One, and now our primary consultant on this particular subject, and someone that we turn to every week for just one tip. I try not to overwhelm you. I just want to give you one thing that can help you become a better parent in the process. And Shelley's back with us. Shelley, I know that books in our house during the lockdown in some ways were salvation because you can be transported through the imagination to other places. You come to us with an even more practical use for them today.
Yes, books are such a powerful tool, Kevin. And I think there are a lot of parents who are very uncomfortable talking about those really scary feelings, you know, loneliness and isolation and illness and the things that their kids want to talk about and the feelings that their kids are having. And sometimes you need a bridge. You need something that'll make it a little easier for parents to explore and express these feelings with their kids. Now, traditionally, we did this with fairy tales. I mean, you probably, I'm sure your parents read fairy tales to you as a little boy. Am I right? Yes?
I guess so. You know, it's been so long since I was a little boy. I don't remember exactly. But we've certainly read a bunch of them to our kids. So I know that's played a role. Yeah.
Yes. And that's a great, it's very cathartic. And it's a great way to get the conversation going about those scary feelings. So since there's so much on the table here and kids, you know, are worried about masks and not seeing grandma and all that plexiglass, you know, everywhere you go, there's plexiglass and social distancing. I'm suggesting that parents think about using as a bridge, a very powerful tool, and that's finding books and reading to your kids, sharing together books that'll talk about the issues of COVID. So where do you go to find them? Here are some places. Number one, I mean, it's as simple as it sounds, ask your friends, because they're going to know somebody will have a book that they want to recommend that was incredibly helpful to them. The American Psychological Association has a great list. The best, what I found was, and I was very surprised, YouTube, for free, has an incredible list of children's books all about COVID. They're narrated, most of them, by great people, and they really address a lot of different issues, whether it's masks, social distancing, and they're for all different ages. And another great resource is the New York City School Library System, and they have a number of free ebooks that you can download, and I will give Alex the website so you can post it. And they have the cutest, I mean, they have gentle titles, things like, I jotted them down, Kevin, for you, Piggy and Bunny and the Stay-at-Home Plan, Captain Corona and the 19 COVID Warriors, Something Strange Happened in My City, and P is for Pandemic. So that's another great place to go to find some titles. Now, some of the books that I really love, and I just want to personally recommend, there's one narrated by Donald Sutherland, the actor, who has a fabulous voice.
Oh, yes, he does.
Right? And it's called Rainbows in Windows. And it's about a little boy who's frightened. He's very sad. He's not seeing his friends. But his mom wisely uses arts and crafts to get him to paint rainbows. And they then put the rainbows in the window to uplift the whole neighborhood. So I'm going to read to you from, I jotted down two sentences from the book.
Sure.
So we have to stay in, wash our hands, and be kind. This won't last forever, but it's on everyone's mind. Short walks are okay. We can wave from afar. But for the next little while, we just won't go very far. So that's a great one for the little ones. I also like, by Tony Ross, I Don't Want to Wash My Hands. It's about a little princess, and she wants to know, why is everyone telling her to wash her hands all the time? Whether she plays with a dog after she sneezes, but she learns about germs in a very, very sweet way. Then there's Thank You Helpers, which is all about it's a joyful tribute, I guess, is a great way to describe it, to the doctors, the nurses, the teachers, and the grocery workers. And it makes the new reality a little less scary, I think. For older kids, the last two, these are for older kids, Kelly Goes Back to School and Coronavirus, A Book for Children. And that's by Dr. Lauren Block. And these books are evidence-based, and there's a lot of scientific research, so that's why they're for middle school kids and above.
Nice.
But I think that's a great place to start, and I think it will help parents have these very important conversations.
I think you've done a lot of groundwork there for people, Shelley, and that's very helpful indeed. Thank you so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.